It's so deep in my soul. I love it. And I think really speaks to the power of Janine, both Janine and Tazewell's ability to write, well, Janine's ability to write a melody that stays in your head and doesn't ever leave you, and Tazewell's ability to write words that really kind of get straight to the heart of the matter.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have this tremendous arc, you know, beginning with you're like this radiant beam of joy at the beginning of the opera, and by the end, you're almost like catatonic. How do you do that?
Well, you know, it kind of varies. I think we, during the rehearsal process, there were a lot of unsuccessful takes, if that makes sense, getting there, meaning a lot of breaking down, where, you know, I felt like I couldn't get through it. And so we had to get that out of our systems, I think all of us, you know, all of the crying, because it's not, at the end of the day, it's not for us to be crying at. It's, you know, we want to be telling a story. It's the audience's job to immerse themselves into the piece in that way. For us, it's about communicating and telling the story as best we can. So, and how do I do it? I mean, act one usually is just, that's easy for me to jump right into. I think that's probably the closest to how I am normally. and I love it. It's just some of the most beautiful music I've ever had the privilege to sing. And so I just feel so expansive and joyful, and to be able to sing on that stage is just such a tremendous pleasure for me, and it feels so good. And then by the end, for the second act, I have a lot of time sitting there, and so even if I'm not immediately ready, it's like just sitting there and listening to the words of the trio of women is enough usually to put me right into that moment. I mean, it's a pain and a sadness that I think we all carry with us on some level at this point now, that we've seen so many of these shootings happen and at the hands of police, of Black bodies in particular in this case. But I mean, from last night and this past two performances for me, the Dayton and El Paso shootings were so recent and relevant. And I think about, I remember yesterday afternoon was the funeral, I think, for that man's wife, and she was his only family. And people from all over the country came to that funeral, and I had those images in my head. I was crying all afternoon about that. And honestly, that was in my heart and my head. So sadly, there's always something to take from real life that we wake up and read. If not that, you know, it's just the general pain of where we are in this country and in this world right now. And it's sadly not hard for me to tap into. It's been this amazing outlet for all of us. I think it's so easy. You know, we wake up, we look at our phones, most of us, you see the headlines, the banners, and you go, you know, another whatever horrible thing or has been said or done, and you kind of have to swallow it and just carry on with your life, right? Like, you can't just stop. And so it's just been years of that, and now we actually have a vehicle to let it out in just the most visceral way possible. I mean, singing is the best way that I can think of for that. And so I think when you hear each and every cast member getting to sing, either whether it's the line in the funeral, any of their parts, I think, you know, a lot of that that pain that they're carrying around gets to be released, and it's cathartic in a way. And it's definitely sparked conversations among us. I mean, the whole process, we would all talk during breaks about what this piece means to us, and how, you know, how privileged we feel to be working on it, how difficult it is maybe on a particular day for for some of us. And like I said, everyone had their moment. You know, Ken and I definitely have had like our separate moments where we've had to like really be there for each other. Her second act, Aria, is very difficult. Just to finding the balance between, you know, really being truthful to her emotions in that moment without going over the edge, and then not being able to phonate at all, you know. And I've definitely gone to that, I've definitely gone to that place. Yeah, that's difficult, just towing, you're always kind of towing the line. And also, like I said, depending on what maybe has happened that day, sometimes there's like an extra something in that aria that kind of, where I'm really at the brink, and it'll really bring me to that moment. But the cool thing about it is I find something new every time. Like there's some word or consonant or note specifically in that aria. I mean, in all of it, but specifically in that aria, I feel like there's always, because it's just me and no one else is really dependent on me. And there's a lot that, you know, John doesn't even have to like, you know, conduct or keep me together with the orchestra. So it is a very free moment. So there's a lot of opportunity for kind of like inspiration. And I've always found, sometimes I'll find like new heartbreak in a specific word. And it takes me in a different direction. And that's actually really exciting. And that's when I feel like, okay, I'm really giving myself over to this piece. So there's a pleasure in the sadness also.
Yeah. What is it like to be performing for mostly wealthy white audiences?
I love it to be performing this for them. We had a few Q&As, and there were people who were like, wow, I had no idea that was a perspective that, you know, is that a thing? Like, do black mothers really fear having sons? And we're like, yeah. You know, I think most of us said, you know, either their wives or their mothers or siblings or whatever who have had children have had that fear. I know my mom talked about it a lot. And it was double because my brother was born, I think, around the Vietnam War too. So she was like, I don't want a boy who's gonna like either be shot overseas or here, you know? And that was, you know, in the 60s and 70s. So it's been true for forever. And it's something that they still think about. And I like that we are able to bring pieces, relevant, immediate, present pieces of our culture to people who may not have access to that knowledge. I think that's great. And they're the ones that, you know, it's like we want people to know of all backgrounds the humanity of this story. That is, you can't separate yourself from it, you know, just because, you know, it happens to be a black family. You could put in anybody. And that's why they're archetypal characters. They don't have names. The mother, the father, the son. We want you to be able to put yourself in their shoes as readily as possible.
Has your family seen it? Did they come up? Have they seen it?
My parents did come see it. Mm-hmm.
How did they respond to it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I had prepared my mother a lot. as I was even describing it, she was crying on the phone, and I was like, okay, so we're gonna keep talking about it. You're gonna bring lots of tissues. It's gonna be fine. It's kind of funny because they've seen me perform a lot over the years, and oddly enough, there are a lot of instances where I've had to be the one who died. So I think they were actually kind of relieved that they didn't have to watch me die. You know, I remember they were like, can you live next time? Like the next show we see, we don't want to see you in the coffin or like dead on the stage. I'm like, okay, I'll work on it. So I think to some extent they were kind of relieved in that way. But yeah, I think, oh, we had great conversations afterwards, just talking through it. And yeah, we've been talking about it actually the past year, as especially that second act. Aria was like, how am I going to do this? You know, I called my dad and was like, I have not gotten through this without crying. Like, this isn't gonna happen. You know, he's like, just keep going, keep practicing. So they've definitely been involved throughout the whole process. And so it was really nice to have them be able to come see it. Even just last night, a lady came backstage and you could see she was still so shaken and raw. She was still crying. And she kept talking, you know, she just wanted to say like, oh, I loved it. And I just looked and I was like, do you need a hug? You know, I find that more often than not, people just need that. You know, if I can do that, I'm like, it's okay. You know, I've had to live with the piece for a while, and I know you know, it's really new for you, and I had needed a lot of hugs to get through it. So that's been kind of like the number one reaction. She was like, yes, I need a hug. Yeah, definitely the reaction, talking about, you know, like the opening, the first act, all right, where the girlfriends are so scared for her to have this boy, and whether or not that was like a reality, and you're like, absolutely. Yeah, just people are very engaged in general, and they have so many questions. And I think, you know, I had some of the covers were in the audience for opening in the dress, and they said people were talking like to their cars, like, and you could tell nonstop, and or they were like, no, we need to go home, we can't go out right now, we're gonna go home, open a bottle of wine, and like keep talking about this. Because so I'm really glad that it's getting people to start important conversations, and I think that's kind of where we start.
So let me ask you one more question, and if there's something you want to add, go ahead. But how has playing the role of the mother in Blue affected you or changed you in any way?
Right. I think I'll be answering this question for a long time to come, in different ways. Wow. I think it has cracked me open more than any other part. It's really made me have to face a lot of things about motherhood that I hadn't thought about. It's made me definitely, and going back to being cracked open, just even more sensitive, I think, to everything that goes on. Every story I read, every photo I see, it makes me want to hold everyone a little tighter. And it makes me, her optimism, which I don't think dies. I think the beautiful part about her is that I don't think she really loses her faith. She challenges it. She questions God in that scene and gets mad, of course. But I think what the scene, the her by the coffin, signifies is that she dives deeper into her faith. I was like, I hope I could have that. I don't know if I could. But I want her joy and her optimism and her love, the way she loves, I think is so beautiful and inspiring. And I wanna take that with me throughout my whole life. I hope I get.